Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. A gunman who killed 11 people at a synagogue in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh has been sentenced to death. Seven other people, including five police officers, were injured in the shooting in 2018. It's the first federal death sentence imposed under the Biden administration. Reporters inside the courtroom said the murderer, Robert Bowers, had no reaction as the death sentence verdict was read out. One of the survivors, Dean Root, gave his reaction to the sentence.
This moment is a step along the healing process. It doesn't bring deep comfort. I hope that this brings a measure of peace, peace of mind, peace in the heart, and peace in the soul.
The shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue was the worst anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. The leader of last week's military coup in Niger has condemned sanctions imposed on the country by the West African regional bloc ECOWAS as illegal, unjust and inhumane. In a televised address, General Abdurrahman Tiani insisted his government would not give in to regional or international pressure to reinstate Niger's elected leader, President Mohamed Bazoum.
The National Council for the Safeguarding of the Homeland rejects these sanctions in their entirety and refuses to give in to any pressure from any quarter. We reject any interference in the internal affairs of Niger and reject the claim by some to punish the National Council for the Safeguarding of the Homeland and the people of Niger.
The Kenyan government has ordered the cryptocurrency company WorldCoin to stop signing up new users due to concerns over privacy. Thousands of people have been queuing up to register with the firm, which was set up by the American businessman Sam Altman. Will Ross has more.
Given how many people are struggling to make ends meet in Kenya, it's not surprising that a promise of a gift of around $50 worth of cryptocurrency has attracted long queues. As one young man in the line put it, "I'm jobless and broke and need money." They've been signing up to be part of a huge global biometric data collection project launched by WorldCoin. In exchange for the crypto, they stare into a large chrome ball and have their eyes scanned. But Kenya's communications authority has ordered all this to stop. It's warning people to be cautious about selling their data to private companies. For some people, it's worrying that WorldCoin was founded by the same man behind the artificial intelligence tool ChatGPT.
Scientists say a prehistoric whale discovered in Peru could be the heaviest animal ever to have existed on the planet. 18 bones from the mammal, named as Perusetus colossus, were found in a desert region in southern Peru by an Italian-led team. World News from the BBC. A ninth cheetah has died at Kuno National Park in India. A zoo official said the cause of the death would not be known until after an autopsy. 20 southern African cheetahs were brought to the park as part of a plan to revive the species that disappeared from India 70 years ago. A third of them have died in just over 4 months. 100 medical journals across the world have issued an unprecedented call for urgent action to eliminate nuclear weapons. The editorial warns that the threat of a nuclear catastrophe is great and growing, citing recent threats by Russia and North Korea to use such weapons. Police in Brazil say at least 10 people have been killed in an operation in Rio de Janeiro. 3 others were hurt. Details from Katie Watson.
Police violence isn't new in Brazil. Every week there are reports of shootouts, leaving people dead. A military police spokesman said officers had returned fire during an operation targeting criminal gangs in a slum area in the north of Rio de Janeiro. Last week, 14 people were killed in São Paulo state and 19 in the northeastern state of Bahia. Operations tackling drug crime often lead to fatalities and accusations that the authorities are poorly trained and trigger-happy. But it's a complicated picture in a country with a high level of gun violence, where fears about security are growing. But there are increasing calls to look into human rights abuses committed by the police.
A Tunisian singer who was hailed as the voice of the country's uprising in 2011 has had a forthcoming show cancelled after performing in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Last month, Emel Mathlouthi performed in Bethlehem, Ramallah and East Jerusalem to Palestinian audiences. She was accused by pro-Palestinian campaigners of promoting normalization with Israel. Ms. Mathlouthi said that she had been the victim of a big misinformation campaign. BBC News.